I said we'd talk about false Jesus. 2 Corinthians 11:4. Brother Paul talks about false Jesus, false spirits, and false gospels. That's what's ruling America and the world today. The church systems are full of false Jesus. Baptist, Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Evangelical, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, whatever flavor. Not of the Father. And you must worship in spirit and in truth. And if you don't know the Word of God, how do you even know you're worshiping in truth? If you drive a car and you don't know the rules of the road, how do you know you're following the rules of the road? Americans don't even know the Word of God to know what sins they're living in to their own destruction. And so you have to open the Word of God, not only open it, read it, not only read it, meditate on it, not just meditate on it, understand it, and not just understand it, you got to obey the Word of God. Hebrews 5:9 said, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey Him. You're not obeying God living after the pattern of the world. You're not obeying God living after your flesh in the culture. And this is the false Jesus that's being propagated all over America. The Jesus that says, oh, you can just believe. Oh, throw God a scrap on Sunday. Oh, raise your hand, say a prayer, get water dipped. That's a false Jesus. The living Savior requires you to lose everything. In fact, He said the world will hate you. If the world and you get along great, you're not of Christ. Because He said the world will hate you. Do you see this false Jesus I'm talking about that the world has propagated, that the church systems have propagated? All the shiny cars, all the material things of the world, all the 401ks, all the fame and popularity, it's all going to fade away on Judgment Day, and it's coming soon. The wise man takes stock of his life and realizes, like the book of James says, you're just a vapor. Here today, gone tomorrow. So if you're gone tomorrow and you're going to face God, why would you waste your life on shiny things, material things that don't last? People say for fun and pleasure. Where does the Bible say the goal of a human is fun and pleasure? You're actually created for the glory of God. Did you know that, neighbor? You're created for the glory of God. And as you're living after the pattern of this world and false Jesus of the culture and the church systems, you're not glorifying God. You're glorifying the enemy, Satan's kingdom, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We don't want you to be part of Satan's destruction. If you'd open the Bible and say, Lord, show me your truth. Show me where I lack. Show me the great danger I'm in. He's a loving, merciful Father. He'll show you the danger and the wrath you're in, the path of wrath that you're in. And He'll show you the path out. It's the gospel I've been preaching, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that you must turn and repent, change your mind, change your ways, be born again by the Spirit of God, with the fruit of holiness and obedience, and endure in the faith. That's the path. Repent of false, fake Jesus. Repent of the cultural norms today. Turn and seek the kingdom of God while there's time, neighbor. Wrath is coming. Judgment is coming. Don't miss the love and grace and mercy of God. Turn and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth.